There are many Christians who will tell you that we are living in the end times. They refer to scriptures of the Bible that tell us what the world will be like when Jesus' return is near. It's a good thing to be aware that our time on this earth is limited and that Jesus warned us to be ready. However, even those living at the time of Jesus' death believed that his return was imminent, and yet they didn't experience it during their lifetime. There are some who believe that trying to change the world for the better at this stage is pointless, because when Jesus comes back, he will destroy this world that we know. We'd like to offer our opinion on Christian activism in the end times on the next Family Matters. I hope you'll stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received a question from a man who is not convinced that praying for change will help at this late stage. He asks, if these are the end times, why should Christians pray and get involved in social issues? Many ministries like yours say that believers should be spreading the gospel, praying for solutions to problems like hunger and poverty, and working to shape our country's laws. I have serious problems with this. My study of the Bible and my understanding of the signs of the times convince me that this is the last generation and that Christ will be returning soon. If that's true, what good does it do to pray that things will get better? Couldn't we actually be opposing God's will by praying such prayers? We have two observations to offer in answer to your question. First, it's by no means certain that we are living in the end times. None of us can possibly know for sure that this is the last generation. Jesus said so himself in Matthew 24, verse 36. You are free to adopt this view if you choose, but there are a couple of things you should understand. Number one, Christians have entertained expectations of this nature in every generation since the first century. And number two, many contemporary believers do not agree with your interpretation of the biblical evidence. Our second point is more important. From our perspective, it's a serious mistake to assume that we should give up praying for our fellow men and seeking to do them good as the end of the age approaches. Under no circumstances should we abandon our duty to love our neighbors as ourselves. This is almost like saying that we should continue in sin that grace may abound. I'm referring to Romans 6 verse 1. Jesus didn't see it that way. On the contrary, he said, "I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work." That's John 9 verse 4. Paul was thinking in a similar vein when he wrote to the Galatians in chapter 6 verse 10, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are in the household of faith." The Apostle Peter is even more direct. In a famous passage, he writes about the end times when the heavens will disappear with a roar, the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. The answer is clear. He does not suggest that we should throw in the towel and abandon the battle for godliness and righteousness so as to avoid opposing God's will with our prayers. On the contrary, he says, since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That's 2 Peter 3 verse 10 to 12. As Peter sees it then, we don't encourage the coming of the day of the Lord by throwing up our hands and allowing evil to have its way. We do it by practicing holiness and doing good wherever and whenever we have the chance. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.